Welcome back to In the Moment. Artist Wade Patton is enrolled with the Oglala Lakota Tribe, born and raised in the Pine Ridge Reservation. He received the First Peoples Fund's Artist in Business Leadership Fellowship. It's a grant that supports Native artists to reach the next level of artistic expression and the skills to build a thriving arts business. Here with more, Wade Patton from Rapid City today. Hi, Wade.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about some of those other artists and the fellowship itself to kick us off here. The fellowship is intended to support you not only on an artistic journey, but as on a journey to, you know, being a self-supporting artist. So what's the value of the connections that you make with other artists through the fellowship?
Well, they just announced the fellowships earlier this year, and we did a webinar to introduce ourselves to the other artists, and I really haven't met any of the other artists yet, but we are convening at the end of March in Minneapolis to actually meet, you know, one-on-one, and then we'll, from there, you know, we'll do some, you know, networking and, you know, talk with the other artists about, you know, their ideas and where they're going to go with, you know, upon receiving this fellow from the First Peoples Fund.
It's an exciting opportunity and lots of potential ahead. We hope to sort of follow up with you maybe throughout the process a little bit. Let's talk about your art itself. You can find it online. We'll put some pictures up and some links on our website after the program so people can see visually what we're talking about here. But I particularly admire your ledger art and how you've combined it with sort of landscapes. It's not something that I've seen before. How did you come to that? And can you describe that work for me a little bit?
Yeah, the ledger art just kind of evolved. I actually received a ledger book when I moved to the East Coast as like a going away present. And I just, the whole book, and it was like ledger art is kind of a movement of the Northern Plains, some of the Northern Plains artists in the area. And so I just, my first few attempts on the pages, they weren't so successful or well received. So I just kind of put it away. And then as I was living on the East Coast, I was missing, you know, basically the skies of South Dakota. And so I decided to bring out the ledger book again, start on the pages, and I just started to draw clouds. And then the landscapes, of course, come from, you know, the rolling hills, you know, when you're driving through South Dakota. And I usually leave like a road in the hills, you know, because it can lead you to wherever you are traveling. And part of the clouds just comes from, as kids, you know, we used to see things in the clouds, you know, dragons or whatever. But I literally just started drawing teepees in the clouds. Yeah. So when you look at the clouds, they're hidden a little bit. But once you see them, you'll say, oh, there's teepees. So that's right. Kind of how those evolved. And the response has been good. So I've just been going with that for a little bit on the ledger pages.
I love these. I would collect these. I mean, that's, I can't quite explain it. Do you think that people just have, a visceral or an instinctive reaction to art and they just walk in and they know what they love? And if that happens, you know, and you happen to see it or know it, how does that feel to you as an artist when somebody really responds to your work?
Well, it really makes me feel like I've achieved something and letting somebody, have that when they look at my piece to, you know, like, wow, I really like that. You know, it really makes me feel good as an artist, you know, conveying my thoughts and having other people appreciate it as well. So that's where that's where that kind of comes from.
And then one of the other challenges I would think as a visual artist would be, you know, if certain things are really, you know, resonate with, you know, buyers or collectors, for example, how do you sort of meet that need or respond to that in a positive way, but then try something new on your own that's risky or something different. How do you balance that as far as taking your own work to its next, you know, following it down the road a little bit, if you were?
Well, it's just with, you know, being an artist, you're just always, you know, you want to like put your thoughts and ideas onto paper. So you just got to trust yourself and be positive about what you're putting down on paper. Like the ledger pages, they're really interesting for me to do, because when I draw the clouds, I can, you know, get lost a little bit. Mm. But as far as my new works that I'm doing, it took a lot of guts, if you will, to like show them. But the response has been really good, and I've been, you know, I had some shows with the new stuff. So it's always that feeling of having it be accepted and well received that keeps me going. And people are always asking, well, what's new, you know? So I'm always working on something new. And just right now, I'm working on actually working with another fellow from last year from First People's Fund. She received a grant from them, and she's actually teaching me how to bead, and her name is Melina Parker. So just okay. Before you called, we're actually doing the first lesson today of her teaching me how to bead. So I'm really excited to learn beading, and this is going to evolve into something else, what I think will, you know, will have people like, you know, say, wow, you know, I see this, and just see how all my styles come together, but in a different medium.
Right.
It's really exciting, you know. This year is really going to be an exciting year, and I'm just really excited to, you know, get going on it. So
yeah. So spring is coming next week, or at least the official vernal equinox of spring. We'll see what the weather shows. But are there sort of seasons or cycles to art? Are you do you have a different process in spring than and summer than maybe you do over the winter?
You know, this is a perfect question. I just am having a show that opens at the Apex Gallery at the School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City here. Hmm. And the title of it is called Seasons. I don't
know. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, is she really saying this right now? But it is. It was coming out of, you know, getting ready for the new season of art that happens for all mostly all Lakota artists in our area, because it's a busy time. You know, we've all been working through the winter because we do have markets coming up, shows. And so I titled this show Seasons because and I interpreted it in a way of having, like, you know, summer, winter, and different parts of, you know, the summer, you know, the heat, certain parts of the winter, the cold. You know, comes across in my use of color and design. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to get this work shown because, again, you just never know and just get the response from other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And that show runs, just a little plug here.
Yeah, go right.
March 20th through April 21st, and I will be having a closing reception on April 20th. It is on a Friday, so...
All right. So it starts on the first day of spring. So how apropos there.
Yeah, tell me exactly, right?
Yeah. And if you're just joining us, my guest is Wade Patton. He received the First People's Fund's Artist and Business Leadership Fellowship. And plus, you know, he's here just because he's a fabulous artist. And Wade, I'm wondering about the art scene in Rapid City. And you lived away for quite some time and then came back. What did you discover upon your return?
Well, living on the East Coast, I would always come back, you know, for holidays or during the summer and, you know, visit family. And I just kind of noticed there was like a change of art happening. Hmm. And it was in the air, and I just, you know, and I wanted to do art full time. So I had to make the decision back on the East Coast to just immerse myself in what I love doing, which is art. And, you know, to promote myself, you know, what a better way to do it and where I'm from, you know, the western part of South Dakota, you know, sure. The reservation and Rapid City. And then there's just I saw the changes, and I have a studio right now at Racing Magpie. It's downtown Rapid City.
Right, yeah.
And it's going to be a year next month since I've been here. And all of my new work has basically come out of this place. So it was very inspiring to be here and to work, you know, in a working artist environment. And so this was part of how I evolved with my new art that I'm showing currently and experimenting with.
Wade Patton, we're out of time, but thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate everything that you're doing.
Well, no problem, and thank you very much.
All right, Apex Gallery for the show starting March 20th through April 21st. That's at the Black Hills, I'm sorry, the School of Mines, and then Racing Magpie. You can check that all out. Also check Wade Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, out online.